I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the phone calls on the Phillies and who you put the star of this season on, really. Is it the management, Jimbrowski? Is it Thompson? Or is it the players? And we all have been debating that all morning long. And, of course, the Sixers and the offseason and the idea of Fred VanVleet kind of making himself a possibility for the Sixers. We'll get back to all that, your phone calls as well. But right now, let's go out to the guest line here. Talk to a guy we talked to a few weeks ago, right as Daryl Morey was about to give his end of the season press conference. It's Billy King to talk about the Sixers offseason, the hiring Nick Nurse, and, of course, the documentary tonight that's going to be on NBA TV, Everything But the Chip, about the 0-1 Sixers. Billy, how you doing today?
Billy!
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Billy, I'm going to ask you a question that it might be kind of hard to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway because you're the smartest basketball person I know. Do you think Nick Nurse was the right coach for the job to get this team out of the second round?
Well, I don't think it matters the coach as much as the players got to decide that they want to get out of the second round. Mm. That to me is, you know, Jimmy Butler decided he wanted to win game 7. To get to the next round. And you know, Nick will come in. I think he'll have some new ideas, some new defensively. He's very good defensively, but offense he'll put some new wrinkles in. But the players ultimately got to buy in and say, okay, this is what it's going to take to get there. Because, you know, Doc came in and, you know, Joel went more inside. He was on that run probably for the MVP for a lot of Doc's, you know, 3 years here. They just couldn't get over it. But, you know, the coach will give them guidance and give them a structure. The players ultimately decide, you know, how far they go.
You know what, Billy? That's the second time you said that, and I really listened to that. So is it really just about that, the players buying in to just trying to be better players and play cohesively?
Yeah, because it's about the little things. Like, you know, the little things is what matters to get to that point. It's like Michael Jordan making that pass to Steve Kerr in the corner or the John Paxson. Yeah, because if he doesn't make that pass, he may force shot and they lose. But he has trust in his teammates. He makes that pass. It's Jimmy Butler saying that last year when they lost, he says, "We have enough. We can get it done next year. We have enough." And this year they do get it done. It's that mindset that the veteran, the leaders of your team set, and because they're the ones that are with the players in the locker room. The coach is going to give their rah-rah speech. Mm-hmm. When they leave that locker room, it's the players, the veterans, the leaders in the locker room say, okay, yes, we do have to do this. Or, man, he's full of BS. We ain't got to do it. That's what happens in the locker room. It's the players ultimately come down and decide, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to do whatever it takes for us to win.
Billy, Daryl Morey ultimately went with a guy that he knew. He had Nick Nurse under him in Houston when Nurse was one of the G League coaches for the Rockets affiliate. Talk about that. Like, you know, sometimes you have a coach and a GM who don't really know each other. It just kind of becomes, hey, he's available, we go get him. But then the relationship here, obviously Morey wanted to go with someone that's a good coach, but someone that he had a relationship with. Talk about what it's like to have a coach that you know versus a coach that maybe you don't know so much. You're trying to get to know them on the fly.
Well, because the philosophies are very similar, and you understand. And when the pressure situations which come about, which they're going to be pressure situations, is you know how the coach is going to react if you're the GM, and GM, you know, the coach, you know, the GM is going to react. That, to me, is when the pressure gets there, they understand, or if you decide that you have a, you know, which happens where, you get a heated argument, you don't take it personal because you know each other. It's when you don't know each other and the heated argument comes about, people read into a different way, and it's harder to get over sometimes, and that where friction can start. So when you have somebody that you do know, you can get more, you can get more heated with them. You can have deeper conversations, and also just philosophy. When you're going out looking for players, you say, this is why I'm getting this guy. And the coach goes, okay, I understand. All right. And he'll buy in and play it. Coaches can ruin a GM's draft pick by just not playing the guy or putting the guy in bad situations, playing him, but playing against people that they know they can't guard as a rookie, and make the GM look bad. And it happens all the time.
Well, it does. Billy King joining us here, talking some Sixers as we head towards the announcement soon, I'm sure, of Nick Nurse as the Sixers coach. But Billy, the other reason we want to bring you on today, it's talking about Everything But the Chip, the documentary NBA TV tonight about the 2000-2001 Sixers. So, and we're all excited to watch this tonight. Tell us about how this came about, and obviously they got you to talk a little bit there and be part of this. How long has this been in the works, and when did you find out that the NBA wanted to put together a documentary on your team?
I heard that they were doing it. As a matter of fact, they reached out to me, I want to say, probably a year ago, and it never worked. It never worked, and they'd gotten everybody the All-Star game this last year. They were trying to. I was in and out for a day. I couldn't get it. So then they came to Philly, and I think I was the last one that they were able to get under on the film. And I'm anxious to see it because there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I talked about. Different players talked about that, and I think Alan said it. You know, it wasn't all peaches and cream that year. As great as the run was, I mean, there were things behind the scenes that, you know, that needed to be ironed out and taken care of. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out in the film, how some of the stories are shared. But it was, that year, as great as it was a draining season.
You know, my question is that, because like when you say it like that, Billy, I think it's going to be some salacious things being said. I'm kind of curious. Did Billy King use some cuss words? like, because I can't see you cussing, Billy, to be totally honest. Did you use some cuss words in the documentary?
No. I don't think I did. But, Hugh, if you go back, and I think it was Allen Iverson and Chris Webber didn't show up for a fan appreciation day. I think that was the
I remember
time.
That. I remember that.
that's the one time where I did lose it. But, no, I don't think I did in this situation. But, I was trying to remember when it came up, because when you do it, and at the interview you leave, okay, great. Now he's like, okay, how's that going to come out in the film? Because there are some stories I know that I brought up that they were even like, wow, nobody brought that up. So there are some things that I said that nobody that they interviewed throughout the whole time said. So see how that plays.
Well, I can't wait to see
that. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Billy, I'm curious, was there a moment, was there a game during that season I always think the stakes are raised when you realize something could be special. Like, how long into that season did you realize you guys had a real shot? So obviously you're going to do everything you can to keep those threads together behind the scenes so this thing doesn't come apart. Was it early on you realized it? Halfway through? Like, when did you realize if we keep this together, if we're all on the same page, we got a shot here?
Well, it really was like right around the All-Star break, right before Theo broke his wrist. I thought we do have a shot, and Larry Brown had been wanting to make the trade for Mutombo for a while because I think he saw it. And I thought we had a good group. But once Theo broke his wrist, I was just concerned how long it was going to take him to come back. And when he came back, how long it was going to take him to get in the mix. And could we lose that momentum? And so that's why we made the trade for Mutombo. But I knew at that point at the All-Star game that this is special. That's why I said, you only have a certain chance to get to the finals and try to win a chip. And that's why I said, if you trade for Mutombo, his experience gives you the best chance against a Shaq if you face them in the championship.
Well, and you faced them, and you guys obviously, you know, what a run it was all the way there to the finals. Billy, I want to get your thought on the NBA finals, which start coming up here on Thursday night, tomorrow night. The Heat and the Nuggets here. What's your thought on this matchup? Obviously one that not many people predicted, you know, 2 months ago, but here we are, an 8 seed against a 1. What do you think, Miami and Denver?
Well, I mean, Denver's been playing great, led by Jokic, but I think Murray, and they built up to this because before, I think 2 years ago when they were in the bubble, they were injured, and they were playing great. And then Murray tore his ACL. So I think they're just getting back to that rhythm they had going. But I just don't think you can count out Miami because of their heart and their warrior-like mentality. I mean, everybody wrote them off against Milwaukee. Then they wrote them off against, you know, Boston. You know, and I just think that they have that mentality that they're not going away. And so I'm not believing that it's going to be a sweep just because of that mentality they have and the belief that they have they can win the championship. You know, the one thing Pat Riley has always done, and Eric has continued it, they always, when they go in the playoffs, they start counting down from 16 to get to that championship. You know, so now they're down to 4. In their mind, that's what it takes to win. So they're not looking at 7-game series. They're like, all right, we got 4 more games to get a championship. And they started with 16. So it's a mentality and a culture that they've built down in Miami since Pat Riley's been there. And it's amazing. Everybody talks about San Antonio Spurs, the Lakers. The one constant that Miami's always been has been Pat Riley. And they find guys that everybody could have had. They develop them, and they just keep winning. They change, whether it's Dwayne Wade, it's Shaq, it's LeBron, and they bring in new guys, and they just keep winning because, you know, Pat is – he did it with the Lakers, he did it with New York, and he's done it now in Miami. I think he goes down as one of the best to ever coach and run an NBA franchise ever.
Well, I agree with you. It is pretty crazy.
Yeah, Billy. Jimmy Butler, different, too.
Well, he is. Like, yeah. Well, they found him. People don't talk about it, I think, enough here. Like, there was baggage when Jimmy left. Like, it's very easy to say now the Sixers made a mistake. They did, letting Jimmy Butler go. But it wasn't like everyone realized he could be this. It's almost like he meshed very well with that Heat culture, and it's gotten him to be a better player.
Well, because when you go there, Miami doesn't change for anybody. They don't change their culture or who they are for anybody. They didn't do it for LeBron. They're not going to do it for Dwayne Wade, Shaq. And they don't do it for Jimmy Butler. So when players go there, this is how they play, and this is how they conduct themselves. And, you know, whether they do their body fat, everything they do, they don't change for anybody. So every player that goes there knows, like, okay, they didn't change for Shaq or Dwayne Wade or LeBron. They're not changing for me. So they all buy in.
Well, and the buy-in is where it should be a great finals. Billy, we appreciate you hopping on, as always, and we'll be watching tonight, Everything But the Chip on NBA TV at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Billy.
Appreciate it.